Donnie's got a Christmas album.
Drums sound awesome.
It's all Donnie.
Cool things like this.
Yeah, it's all Donnie. Donnie Irish. Donnie Irish. Donnie Iris' new Christmas album is called Hallelujah. And Donnie's in the studio now. Dude, how many tracks did you lay down? Now, I know you did 81 on Hallelujah, right?
Yeah.
And what about on the Carol of the Bells there?
I'm not sure.
All right, we're going
to... You just wake up in the middle of the night singing parts of these
yeah.
songs?
Like... Oh, yeah. All summer long, I've been singing Christmas songs going through my head.
You know what? You know, grab a seat there if you could. Could you imagine... Back in the day when they talked about, like, you know, Brian May and those guys recording Bohemian Rhapsody, and they put so many tracks on it that they almost wore out the tape. Now yeah, with digital recording...
You don't worry about that anymore, man.
I mean, could you imagine trying to do what you did on this CD
yeah.
25 years ago?
No way. No way. I mean, we did a ton of them on Aaliyah.
Right.
And that was tape.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a chore in itself, but now it would be impossible almost.
Yeah. I mean, and it sounds crystal clear. Boy, the drums sound good there, too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, they sound real
Did
good.
You play the drums, too?
No. No drums.
Tonight at the North Park Lounge, it's the CD release party of Alleluia, the Christmas album every Pittsburgher is going to have. I'll tell you what, there's two things that are going to be in Pittsburgh stockings all over the country this year, you know, for the expatriate Pittsburghers. It's going to be Donnie Iris' Christmas album, Alleluia.
Like Hank Poteet.
Hank Poteet?
Expatriate Pittsburghers.
No, that's not Jeez. Not that kind of patriot.
Josh.
No. No. And the Chief, the DVD of the Chief.
Yeah.
That great, one, those are going to be all over the place this year, yeah.
And a little Jeff Reed doll. You pull the string, wind it up, it misses a field goal and says,
this fan sucks! I hate the fans! Stinking media!
Thought you weren't talking about him anymore.
Look up. Making fun of him, joking. Doll, you know.
I think he's, hey, careful, you know, it's the old careful what you wish for here. We do got Sean Schwiesham, who spent half practice yesterday trying to teach everybody how to say his name. So, it's going to be a while before he even gets to kick. Donnie's here. One vocal tracks of Donnie on this cut.
Hallelujah.
Donnie Iris is with us right now. Donnie, that is an amazing recording. Thanks. Nothing short of amazing.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh,
some of these high notes you're hitting. All right, whose idea was it to do that? Was it? Did you come up with that, or was that Mark's?
Mark thought of it, of course.
Almost put 81
the whole thing
Donnie.
Was produced by him. All the tunes, everything we did. Was Mark's idea, and I just went in there and did it. He's come on in here and try this. This is going to be great.
Well, it is. You know, we've been listening to it off the air and even playing stuff on the air this morning. Hallelujah, which is also a hilarious name. Play off Aaliyah, of course, the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas album. It's available on iTunes right now, and the CD release party tonight at North Park Clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, in Cranberry.
Okay,
right on Route 19.
So. You've not done a Christmas album before.
No. I thought it was a great idea when Mark approached me with it.
Everybody loves the Christmas catalog. And in recent years, in particular, it seems, people are really open to the idea of different interpretations of the songs they've known their entire life.
Right.
So, you know, I know it had to be hard for you guys to settle on some arrangements. Was there a conscious balance of sort of rock and traditional?
Yes, there was. Absolutely. A couple of the tunes on there are definitely rock and roll tunes. Others are just the, you know, the traditional Christmas songs. Blue Christmas and White Christmas, of course.
Ave Maria gives me goosebumps.
Oh.
Oh, you got the little pedal steel going there, or was that just a slide guitar?
Oh, that's pedal steel. This postal worker from Cleveland did the steel guitar. He's great. We call him Steely Dan. His name's Dan.
He's a postal worker?
He plays. He plays, man.
It really sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Blue Christmas is on here, and some of the more religious Christmas songs that you've come to know and love through the years. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, of course, the Hallelujah, Ave Maria, as Val said. What's the Hallelujah Sasa? I don't know that one.
That's a Swahili Christmas song.
The hell made you do a Swahili
Check
Christmas
it out,
song?
Man.
Yeah,
check
it out. It's good, and there was another one on there that I didn't know either.
I didn't know you were Swahili. To all my mom's side. Swahili on my mom's side. Hell yeah. Every Swahili Christmas we get together, sing our Kwanzaa songs. Here's Donnie doing. All right, here it is. I want to give it a chance. You said it with such conviction. I know it's going to be badass.
Little king is waiting for us.
Yeah, Donnie! You're right, it is badass. Listen to us back. Is that all you on background, or is that the voice?
He is born.
That's badass! Are you speaking Swahili?
Yeah.
So good. Oh, man. All right. If that's not reason enough to buy the album,
I swear to God, Donnie Harris is speaking Swahili.
I also do one in Latin.
Well, now Latin I can dig. I mean, I get that. Is that the Panis Angelicus?
Yes.
Is that how you say that?
Uh-huh.
All right. So Donnie Harris is speaking big Latin.
Holy A. Ait me.
All right, hold on. This is this is Donnie doing Panis Angelicus here. That's really pretty. Beautiful piano.
Panis Angelicus.
You're Italian. Were you brought up Catholic?
No, I was not.
No?
Was very, very different, but no. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because like all of these songs, you know, I heard them constantly growing up, so they're ingrained in my head. And as soon as I see the Christmas lights and stuff, you know, you think of all of these beautiful Christian Christmas songs, you know. Well, I guess Christmas is a Christian holiday. But you know, there's never any Hanukkah songs or anything like that, except for Adam Sandler's, I guess. But you got the classics like Auld Lang Syne in there. That's good. You got to have that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of round out the holiday with that one. Emmanuel, another beautiful tune. Mm-hmm. Was there a song that you didn't put on here that you were kind of wishing you would have?
Possibly Silver Bells, because I remember singing that as a kid.
Uh-huh.
But I thought of it too late. Just too late to put it on.
Could do another one next year.
Maybe.
Well, that's the the idea is you got to leave some off. So now, are these all public domain songs? That is to say, you can obtain the rights, you know.
Right. Some of them are. Not all, but a few.
Now, White Christmas is, was that Irving Berlin? Was that from the musical? I can't remember who.
I think it is. I'm not sure.
Our special holiday week broadcast of Guest Star features the music of the Cruisers Orchestra and Chorus.
The Cruisers Orchestra.
Special guest, our holiday host, Donnie Iris.
Thank you, Spark, and hello, friends. It's always a pleasure to be with you on the Guest Star series. Today's program is especially important to me because this is the third straight year I've appeared on the Christmas broadcast. The Cruisers and I have planned a show playing it safe all the way, strictly loaded with favorites and fun to do.
Oh, is this awesome?
And we shall start off with me appealing to the little man in the weather barometer. I pop out of the house, look towards the sky, and dream of light snow followed by lighter music.
Man, that is so cool. Just sounding like those old radio ads at Christmas time. Oh, man. All right. Donnie Iris sings Christmas songs, and one of them's in Swahili. That's enough reason for you to get an iTunes account if you don't already have an iTunes account, I should say. Or If you like the hard copy, make sure you go out tonight and celebrate with Donnie and everybody at North Park Clubhouse in Cranberry.
Right.
And Valerie's going to be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, you're swinging here, huh?
Bing. Bing.
Really good. Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. You know, I was wondering, how do you determine what to buy the Cruisers for Christmas? Do they make you a list, or?
Good question. No, we've never done that.
I gotta get the Cruisers something. Son of a gun.
I can't recommend this highly enough. And Mark Avsek once again just shows his brilliance. Some great stuff, and it is sonically a really great album. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
great.
That very much.
Is there one that you like singing in particular? One of these that you're like, yeah, I can't wait to sing that.
Oh, the Elvis tune, Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Always did.
This is great right here. Is that Val? Is that Val do the Val trumpet? Go ahead, Val.
Nice, Val.
I can accompany you.
Dude, gotta have her on stage.
Yeah,
come do this with you.
That was awesome.
So, Donnie, speaking of being on stage, Light Up Nights this weekend, man.
Yeah, Light Up Night right on the Roberto Clemente Bridge. It should be a blast.
Hey,
it should be a blast.
State Representative Paul Costa was gonna come, and then he heard, he misunderstood what Light Up Night meant. He was going to go down and smoke pot, Val. That's a joke. It's a joke. That's all alleged.
Alleged.
Yes. He's smoking
accused
pot before.
Of it.
He's Donnie, 12 days. He wants me to play. So, I don't know. Oh, he must have put it up on there. Oh, okay. Remember Donnie's 12 Days of Christmas?
Did, yeah.
That's what's there.
Yeah, we did that at Diesel.
So, you got the Light Up Night this weekend right on the bridge. Very cool. And then, you're also going to be playing a little further on down the road.
Yeah, December 18th at the Altar Bar.
Okay. And I'm sure that mixed in with your regular set of rock and roll is going to be some of these Christmas songs.
Yeah, a couple of Christmas tunes.
Cool,
yeah.
Man. Well, Donnie, thanks for coming by today. And once again, we can't recommend this highly enough.
Thanks,
I can't believe
man.
You were
singing in Swahili.
This is why Donnie is so great. Pardon me, because Mark comes up to him and goes, here, sing this in Swahili. All right, man.
That's about it,
yeah,
man.
Well, you got to trust him like that at this
point,
right?
Oh, yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Through
totally.
The years, you guys have had, just unreal success.
Yeah, we've been together since 79, I think. So,
we
totally trust what he has in mind.
Did you happen to get an email, and I don't know if I sent it to you, but about a month ago, there was going around on eBay the Donnie Iris air freshener.
Oh, yeah. We came out with those in the 80s sometimes. Do you have one?
Oh, I want one. Do you have one?
I might be able to
hit it. Oh, dude, yeah, man. I want people to get in my car and go, smells like Donnie. Smells just like him. Hey, man, God bless you. Thanks so much for making time for us today, and good luck with this. It's Alleluia, the Donnie Iris and the Cruisers Christmas album.
Yeah, and you know what? You can get it at Borders and also Barnes & Noble, and then on our website, DonnieIris.com.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, much love to you and continued success, and I can't wait to play this in the holidays. This literally is going to make so many Christmas parties around Pittsburgh exponentially better.
You'll play it over and over again.
Yes.
Wow. Cool, Val.
You will. I've listened to it like 4 times already.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Donnie Iris, go out and get that. And thanks again, Donnie.
Thanks for
coming up.
Me.
Val's got new celebrity sleeves. What you got there, trumpet?
We're going to talk about the secret menu at McDonald's and Lou Ferrigno and Steven Seagal teaming up for a TV show.
Nice. Mr. Skin, 820, Ralphie May, 845, Jim and Randy on DV.
Hi, this is Hines Ward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This Sunday, we host the Oakland Raiders at Heinz Field.
Kickoff Sunday, 1 p.m. Pregame starts at 9:30 on your Steelers flagship DVE.
Kurt Angle, Olympic champion, gold medal winner from Mount Lebanon right here in Pittsburgh. His addiction since he joined the WWE to painkillers, to the point where he had to take like 18 or something like that just to get up in the morning. He was taking upwards of 60 a day or something. I mean, it was just crazy how many painkillers. Hi, DVE.
Andy, it's me, Ralph the Cat.
Oh, hey, Ralph. What's up, man?
I should say, Ralph. Macho Cat Savage, man. Trying to nail down my wrestling name. How about the Toker?
The Toker, yeah, that
fits.
Good,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need your help, man. I have to practice, you know? I'll be coming over later. I just want you to, like, make it look good, grab my tail, and whip me off the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
All right, I want to be a wrestler like Kurt Angle.
So you can be looked up to and called a champion?
No, so I can start taking 65 pain pills a day.
Yeah.
Although I could drop acid and be like George the Animal Steel.
He never dropped acid.
That's true. He used to eat the turnbuckle. That's, and it had a green tongue. That's probably mushrooms. Sorry. My bad, man. You want to burn one?
Live from the Xfinity Studios, this is WDVE Pittsburgh.
You know that the situation in Bristol Palin filmed an abstinence and condom ad?
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to watch.
I watched it. I have it for you. I'm going to play
it. Does it make you want to have safe sex?
It makes me never want to have sex because I fear that my kids would turn out like that.
And now, back to Jim Crenn and Randy Bauman.
Hey, Randy, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I called earlier. I'm available Tuesday. And I wanted to ask you. I heard that Jeff Reed was kicking Donnie's ear, right? Jeff Reed was kicking Donnie in the ass so he can hit the high notes, wasn't he? Huh? What do you think?
Keep trying.
Hey, I'm available Tuesday.
DVE.
Yo, guys, hey, where did Donnie say you can get that Christmas CD at? What retail outlets?
Barnes & Noble and Borders. And I've also forgot to mention my good friend Frank Papa, who owns all the hot dog shops. He was kind enough to let us sell them there too. Some of the Brighton hot dog shop locations as well.
Is this Donnie?
Yes, it is.
Dude, I got a picture of you and me on my wall of fame in my family room.
Nice.
Kind of let me get a picture taken with you. It's a DVD Christmas show, morning show, Christmas show, back in L.A., brother.
Who else is on the wall of fame?
Joe Grisecki.
Nice.
Scott Blasey.
Cool.
And the Clarks. And a few other folks, but those are the notables, bud.
Right on.
Very cool.
Well, hey, man.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
We'll see you. DVE.
Hey, man, what you guys smoking in there? You make me laugh. I needed a good laugh today. I wanted to thank you.
Yeah. Paul Coster came by.
Paul Coster and Ralph the Cat in there this morning.
You stopped by to say hi.
I appreciate it. I needed a good laugh. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, man. Thanks. Val's got your news and Celebrity Sleaze. Now Donnie's hanging with us, and tonight's the CD release party for his Christmas CD, Alleluia, in the spirit of Aaliyah. I still wish you would have called it Alleluia. We already got one tongue twister this holiday season, and Sean Schwisham, so it's probably best you didn't. What do you got there, Val?
Here's Demetrius Ivory from WTA Channel 4 with the forecast.
Another disturbance coming our way today will bring showers developing around lunchtime. Our high temps will be in the mid-40s this afternoon. And tonight, we're mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a light rain-snow mix. No accumulation expected, but it'll be chilly with our lows in the low 30s. A bit better for Friday, a mix of clouds and sun with our highs reaching the mid to upper 40s. I'm Channel 4 Action News meteorologist Demetrius Ivory.
It's 38 at DVE. The news brought to us by Extreme Car, Truck, and Sound.
Really Beatles-y there, that one. I wish you a Merry Christmas. It's very cool, man. Scott Mervis had a great review today in the paper, in the Post-Gazette, of the new CD. So make sure you guys get it. Once again, it's iTunes, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and at all the new Brighton hot dog shops.
Yeah, Brighton hot dog
Bright
shops.
Dog.
And DonnieIris.com.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Val.
And Val will be your host tonight for that CD release party.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. You'll be tired? Will you be tired? You
think? Heck no, Donnie. I'll be pumped up and ready to go.
She's going to pound a couple Four Locos before she gets there. And
a couple
then,
of
and
King
then,
Cool
and
Lights.
And then break into King Cool Lights.
That's right. Exactly.
By the way, the King Cool Lights, you can get those around the area too, the Donnie Iris beer.
Yeah. Most of the distributors have it. A lot of the bars and restaurants are carrying it now.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
You can still buy the beer.
And you had a big gig for that down in Bridgeville last week.
Yeah, yeah, we did a, what was the name of the place? I can't
Sauce?
Remember.
Was it Sauce?
Sauce, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal. Did you have a beer tasting?
Well, no, we didn't have the
little
beer
glasses. Beer
drinking. No. Yeah.
Swishing around. Smell it.
Tastes just like Dawny.
It tastes just like Dawny. It does. Tastes just like them. King Cool Light, make sure you get yourself some for the holidays.
You know who Bill Nye the Science Guy is, right?
Yeah.
Well, he collapsed mid-sentence as he gave a presentation Tuesday at the University of Southern California. He's okay, but it all happened kind of weird. According to some reports, it looks like students in attendance were more interested in tweeting about it than helping him.
Yeah, he was like on the stage laying, you know, unconscious, and instead of going to his aid, everyone started going, OMG,
yep.
Bill Nye, science guy, just fainted.
Yeah, one guy said that he saw him collapse and immediately saw people texting and updating Twitter statuses. One of the tweets read, Bill Nye tripped on his computer cord while speaking at USC, was out for about 5 seconds, got back up, spoke with slurred speech, then fainted.
Think he might have been rocking a few King Cool Lights before he went up on stage. That's what it was.
Well, guys get a lot of crap for falling asleep immediately after sex, but the ladies shouldn't be so quick to judge. According to a LifeScript.com poll, 40% of women said the thing they like to do most after doing it is sleep. But that's where the similarity ends, because the number two response after sleeping was having intimate talks with my partner. That was 38%. So pretty close.
Intimate talks. Why are you sleeping?
Well, McDonald's has a secret menu that includes an insane sandwich called the Land, Sea, and Air Burger. Now, we've talked before. Doesn't In-N-Out Burger have some kind of secret menu?
I don't know. I had not heard this
before.
Oh,
I thought you told me that.
No.
Well, at McDonald's, the Land, Sea, and Air Burger is a beef patty, a chicken patty, and a filet of fish. All in one sandwich, and some guy in Chicago added a McRib to it.
Oh, that's like a barn scene, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, so.
All right, we got to say bye to Donnie. Donnie, thanks.
Thank you, man.
Right
thanks
on. Hey,
see
best
you,
of luck. Have a Donnie New Year.